Mark Elliott Nguyen. Yeah.
That's a new one. I've never known Elliott.
That's right. I am not proud of it. And age 28 in human years, in dog years, 100 something. And I poop.
Come on, man. You're half, you're half Asian. You gotta put that dog ears together quicker.
No, man. Something with an 8 in it. 7 times. Oh, like a 6. 7 times 50 is 136.
Yeah.
Did I do that right?
I don't know. Is it dog ears 7?
Yeah.
Isn't it 7?
It's 28 times 7.
So 140 plus 50.
Oh, fuck. I suck.
196.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassing. That's
I could have gotten that wrong.
Restart the vlog. Restart the podcast.
Restart it.
Okay, so.
Yeah, we just talked about salsa and bachata philosophy for a good hour.
Yeah.
It was pretty epic.
At least an hour.
Mark is an amazing dancer, I will say.
Mark will also say that Darren is an amazing interviewer.
Clearly, let's make this as awkward as possible. Let's have as many awkward pauses in this interview as possible and awkward questions.
Let's speak
to prove
like
that point.
Barack Obama. And we cluster words together.
Yes.
For effect. And at the end of a phrase.
Absolutely.
We finish with something poignant in our tone.
Got it. This might be very hard to carry out. So, your perfect day?
My perfect day starts early in the morning, spontaneously, probably with a walk on a brisk early morning, going nowhere. As I recently discovered, even though I am not an early bird, I do enjoy occasional walks in the morning. And I mean like 5 a.m. early, 5:30, when the sun hasn't warmed up the surface of the earth. when it's dewy on the trees, like I love that feeling, that start of the day. Probably with the sound of crows, or more likely chickens and roosters outside of my window. Yeah, that's the start. I'm just gonna repeat what happened on Monday. Gym right after.
Is this really your perfect day?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, I have no idea why, but I went to the gym so early in the morning. I don't know why.
Okay.
And I thought, I just need to break a sweat,
right?
And I thought, after I break a sweat, the rest of the day will be amazing. And so it was. But deviating from the actual day, after the gym, are we doing this in sequential order or
doing whatever
yeah.
you want?
I won't go with time, but at 5:31 I will take a poop.
Well, we know you don't do that.
No. Breakfast will occur probably with a close person, a loved one,
okay.
a friend. Could be spontaneous, it could be planned.
Yes.
But it's better to have a meal with somebody. Yeah, for sure. And after that, I'm not someone who plans a day, actually. So in the question itself is kind of what is the word? Potential or perspective? Prospective?
Just make up a
yeah.
word. I don't
yeah,
know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
I'm just making up words.
So perspective?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But basically, I won't have a plan for that day
okay.
of the best day.
But you do work, right?
Oh, are we talking about going to work?
No, I'm
no
just saying,
definitely
like,
no work.
Okay, no work
this
on your perfect
my,
day.
My perfect day.
Fuck work on your perfect
fuck.
Day.
No, it's not that I wouldn't like do something active.
Okay,
but
it's
work. Yeah,
this is your spontaneous.
Yeah, may not apply to a money making endeavor.
Okay.
Yeah, probably would involve making a movie from start to finish, because I only have a day, right? So
right.
It's perfect.
It's your perfect day.
Yeah. It would involve something spontaneous, Probably end, jumping to the end, with a lot of dancing. Like, the day ends at 5 a.m. Like, it doesn't end at midnight. Like, that perfect day, the nightlife of that day starts at, like, 10 or 9. Goes until, like, 5 a.m.
So, eight hours of dancing?
Likely, yeah. So, this day happens on the same day as a festival, likely.
Like, he means a salsa festival or...
Afro-Latin dance festival. Yes. Could be a kizomba one, who knows. But I guess my point 2 minutes ago was that an element of surprise is highly encouraged on a perfect day. Is highly advisable, I should say. I don't want to know necessarily what happens between noon and 7 or something like that. I kind of want to leave that up to chance. I could see a movie, I could go to a massage. I'm thinking of vacation days at the moment, you know? Like, what would I do from Friday to Sunday?
So what are some good surprises that, for you, like, from your own experience, that made a great day?
A spontaneous bike ride, motorbike ride, getting lost. Like you go traveling, for example, you have a rough goal to go visit X Pagoda or Y Landmark, but maybe you get lost along the way. Though that's probably the best, is to discover some back way alley. You meet somebody that shows you how to cook, like...
Banseo,
like in Vietnam, right? We're talking about Vietnam. So definitely an element of getting lost while on the way to something, because that makes time seem to slow down. Like, you start to take in all the sights, like, you take it in slower perhaps, and it makes that day seem like a journey instead of the plan, which was kind of like in a different part of your brain.
Yeah.
Like the same way you complete a to-do list, like you check it off and you go to the next one, but you're not being necessarily aware of the nuance that can be happening around those tasks.
Yes.
So yeah, I want me to be more conscious, more present, spontaneous on that perfect day. Yeah, for sure. Now I'm thinking that perfect day involves getting lost on a road somewhere, probably in Vietnam, and I get to see sunset. Okay. And the sunset is the most beautiful cascade of orange and purples and pinks, and yeah, taking lots of deep breaths upon gazing this sunset. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I think today I'm gonna have to go see the sunset now. A day that you see the sunset, in my opinion, is a day not wasted. I mean, people say start your day with making your bed. No, I think seeing the sunset is the goal. Is the centerpiece of how that day went.
Yeah.
Before, during, after, kind of thing. So I kind of plan my mentality around sunset hour. Like, that's when I'm most conscious and present and thinking. Like, reflective, I should say. Probably not thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big reason why I quit my job, is because my last corporate job, I would be inside an office watching the sunset. I mean, not even watching the sunset. I couldn't even see the sun, but just seeing like the color of the day change.
Yeah.
And I hated that more than anything. I mean, I enjoyed parts of my job, but I hated that in particular.
Yeah.
So I think there's a magic hour, like that in Vietnam it'd be like, say, 5:30 to 6:30. Like, just being outside during that time of day is something that I truly love. So I'm with you there on that one. But anyways, continue.
Yeah. So just to reiterate, sunset.
Is there anything else?
I would say that's it. Like, if I saw my parents, that'd be amazing, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully I see them generally, but my parents were involved in that day. Like, we play Monopoly Deal. That's one of our... We play some version of a competitive board game or card game when we see each other. And those days are hilarious. We get at each other's throats. We become the most competitive assholes. Like, it's a time when we all get to curse out of some sort of excitement, sense of excitement or pride. Or yeah, I've never heard my mom curse more than when we're playing Monopoly Deal and she, you know, she loses all her money. So I love that. My brother definitely has to be there. I only have one brother, one sibling for the record, and mom and dad. So four of us playing Monopoly Deal, like in Hoi An, for example, was one of like the best vacations. It was raining outside, so you had to stay inside, like justify not going anywhere. So you could play like five rounds of Monopoly Deal, and we kept a tab. Amazing. And if you don't know this game, you should definitely check it out. It's like Monopoly, but faster and more epic.
You guys have been doing this since you were kids? Or is it actually been more an adult?
It's actually quite recent.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the game only was invented like several years ago, probably. So,
Monopoly?
Yeah. Deal, the card game.
Oh, okay. I was like, get
out of here. Yeah.
Okay, we'll link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, please link to that.
So I want to go back to two parts of your day. One is the morning when you say you're waking up and it's early and you can feel the brisk air and it's a spontaneous walk to nowhere, is what you said.
Yeah.
Is there anything going through your mind?
Oh.
Or no? Is it just the walk?
I think seeing the city wake up with the sun is like, what's the word? It's pleasant, and I don't know if the word is cathartic, but because I don't get to do it often, because I don't do it often, it's novelty, a novel experience.
Yeah.
And so when I do, you know, see the morning, when I get to see the morning activities unfold, the market, people like taking their kids to school, I think like, wow, like life is happening. People do that. Like, I'm in like this weird phase of my life where I'm not thinking about kids, but I'm suddenly reminded that children exist, and you know, grandparents are walking them by hand, you know, hand in hand to school.
So you can see like a small town wake up, like a small community, like
old people, young people,
like, you know,
stretching at the park. Oh, that's the best. My grandpa wakes up every day like 5 or 5:30. Yeah. Takes 2 hours to walk around the Thao Dan Park, right, in Saigon, and he has a cigarette. He watches the birds chirp by that park, you know. Right. And I'm like, wow, this is cool. Like every morning I've had like that, especially ones with my grandpa actually, have been the most memorable and impactful. It's like, oh, this day is already amazing. So I feel like not a day wasted on an early morning.
Yeah.
If you miss that though, sunset. Sunset, the redeemer.
And about making videos, how much time would you spend doing that on your perfect day?
Oh, really good question. If it's the perfect day, I probably don't spend more than 2 coffee shop sessions totaling 4 to 5 hours.
Each or total?
Total.
Okay.
Total.
Yeah.
Definitely the part of the day when you're trying to chill, probably after lunch, you get a coffee, I'd sit down, check social media, because that's where I post, to Facebook mostly, or Instagram, and yeah, just live in my little virtual cave. I used to blame myself, oh, you're addicted to Facebook. Now it's like, hey, that's pretty much my job, so, I mean, I'm not staring at Facebook, I'm just saying, like, it's an integral part of the way I work.
And like, what do you love about editing videos and making videos and filming videos?
It's magic. It's pure magic. You cut something in half and you overlap it, and there's like this glitch in the middle now. For example, like a 2-second clip, maybe it's somebody walking from left to right across the screen.
Yeah.
And it's just that you cut it in half and then you move the second clip over the first clip just a little bit, and that will create a jump. Like magic, like you didn't expect that was going to happen. You see somebody walking and then you interrupt that. It's like a glitch in the system, right? And you can do that intentionally. You can create the illusion of passing time through time lapse, for example, by fast forwarding a clip. You can slow something down, like hair in front of a spotlight, to make it like even more profound, like a turn of a performer on stage. It can look even more profound with some sort of camera tricks. So I like that. It enhances things. It can also be very candid if you just like this podcast, or this whatever it is. I really enjoy creating like highlights or stories of an event. I mean, all movies, all projects are going to have different goals, but like the fact that you can do anything you want with that medium, I think I regard it as an art form, right? Like you can take oil painting, you can paint whatever you want, however you want, but you always love oil painting itself, right? Or like dancing.
Yeah.
Many people have different forms of dancing. That's a weird generalization. Yeah. Like hip-hop, jazz, Afro-Latin dancing. So videography or cinematography is just one of those ways I enjoy making art. Doesn't have to be meaningful either. It can just be like that first example, cutting me walking. I've literally done that. Me walking across point A to point B and dragging a text behind me saying, "Please walk," like as a PSA to the world. Like walk more with your dogs. Yeah. Take a trip out of your house during lunch or whatever. So I like that I can do that, and with the advent social media, it's much easier to share an idea and it for that idea to be viral. It's magic again, but what you can do with a clip on a timeline with some color and some text, like I don't know, I'm in the thick of it right now. I mean, I'm just starting, but I want to keep doing it,
and you're getting better and better at it.
What does a perfect day feel to you? Feeling of a perfect day.
Did you describe what you do? What would it feel like?
Like high on caffeine.
Serious?
Yeah, you wake up in the morning and your eyes are bloodshot because you didn't intend on waking up, and you have this weird like heightened sensation of your eyes kind of cold in the morning. Like, to make it even more clear, when you're riding on a motorbike and you don't have goggles on, and it's windy, just by nature of you driving faster, and your eyes start to water, that is the feeling. And maybe your thoughts are being muffled by the sound of wind.
Right.
That feeling of just like clarity, maybe, or nothingness, is perfect.
Maybe it's the same thing.
Yeah. I can remember, this is weird, but going home at 5 a.m. after a long edit and watching the sunrise. This is weird because my day was ending. Sorry, I have a stuffy nose. But the ride home was, I mean, it was just like the ride home could have been at 9 p.m. But instead, the sun was rising and you could feel the brisk air, cool. Even in Vietnam, it was still cool and humid. And just a sense of clarity, like awesomeness. I was probably high on A, caffeine, or B, sleep deprivity.
Right.
But that's the feeling, that like the sensation that I would like to at least start the day with.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Something that you can't feel the whole day, but it starts off.
Just starts
like
off that way.
Yeah, starts off that way.
Yeah.
Dewy grass. I was born in San Diego, and in the spring or the fall was like the perfect time in the morning because it was cool enough that you feel cold, but not cold where you needed a jacket perhaps. And then it would be overcast, like no sunlight yet, even at 8 a.m. But even before that, you could see the fog taking over the city, and I would ride my bike to school. And my heart would be pounding out of my chest, but I didn't know. I was a kid. I didn't know what tired meant.
Yeah.
I didn't know what exhaustion meant. And I'd get to school with like my chest in pain from pedaling so fast uphill, and that was that feeling. I think I know where it comes from. Like a cold morning, riding my bike, following my brother to school. We would like race to school on our little bikes, and it was not a short trip. If it was short, I guess I'd walk. We'd go there alone. I remember being like in third grade when I started riding a bike to school. It'd be fourth grade. So fun. Fun right now. I would never do that.
And if you could hear, this has been awesome. If you could hear one song on your perfect day, what song would that be?
Oh, A Beautiful Light by Uppermost.
I don't know what that is, so
yeah,
we're gonna check that
gotta
out.
Get it, you guys gotta get on that Uppermost.
A Beautiful
vibe.
Light just fits with the theme of this interview.
That is, man, I feel like I was just listening to that song on like the other morning.
Cool. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Darren.